is Star Report with Sasha Star.
I'm just going to ignore your rudeness, Benjamin.
Actually. You can't forever.
Watch me try. I'm going to start with a story which, warning, might very well make you sob. So tissues at the ready, please.
Okay.
Ariana Grande released her fourth studio album, Sweetener, on Friday.
You're right, I'm crying already.
And one of the tracks, entitled Get Well Soon, it's actually the last track on the album. It has a 40-second moment of silence. And everyone was like, why?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the runtime, with those 40 seconds included, it comes to 5 minutes and 22 seconds. There's a very significant reason, that specific number.
Well, I'm assuming it's got to do with the concert.
Yes, because on the 22nd of May, 2017, mm-hmm. a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device at the Manchester Arena,
yes.
where she was playing. 22 people were killed, dozens more injured. And this is Ariana's tribute to the victims.
I love it when artists do this and just notice and realize and acknowledge, you know, these real life events. Love it.
She's been very involved. She paid for many of the funerals, if not all the funerals, I think. She also organized the One Love benefit concert a few weeks after the tragic event. But I guess this is something which will stand the test of time, really. A song to them.
Well, there you go, Ariana. Well played. Very nice.
Now this story, I absolutely loved it. So I'm not really sure whether congratulations are in order for Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves. If you didn't know that they were a couple, that's because they aren't. 26 years ago, right? So we're going back to 1992. The pair of them starred on Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently one of the scenes in the film included the pair getting married. And Winona has now said that she remembers the director, Francis Ford Coppola, actually hired a priest, like a Romanian priest, to reside over the wedding. And they said all the things that you were supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
So she's convinced that the pair got married 26 years ago, which, if it's the case,
mazel tov.
One of the longest marriages in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Just goes to show, if you want to stay married in Hollywood,
don't realize you're married.
Don't really get married. It kind of helps.
Enough.
You know.
I think they make a sweet couple, though. Bless them. And finally,
hello.
Great news.
Mr. Smith.
I was not ready for that.
And well, that, just that was Keanu was kind of famous for. You
frankly,
know?
I'm just kind of scarred at the
out
moment.
Of nowhere.
Yeah,
that's the only role he ever did.
Please,
let's be honest.
Please don't do that
that's
again.
That's really the only role.
Thank
he ever
you,
did.
Thank you, Benji. I'm just going to move on now.
Please do.
Please, please.
Move along.
Great news story of the day, and that is Lana Del Rey is hitting Israel. So summertime sadness no more. For it's a kibbutz. I'll get the name for you, but basically she's performing at the Meteor Festival on the 7th of September, so in a few weeks' time. And she has obviously received a lot of backlash and the Palestine Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel has said to her, you know, don't go to Israel, apartheid South Africa, blah, blah, blah. And she has said, I believe music is universal and should be used to bring us together. Performing in Tel Aviv, which is not really in Tel Aviv, it's not a political statement or a commitment to the politics there. Just like singing here in California doesn't mean my views are in alignment with my current government's opinions or sometimes inhumane actions. So she's kind of saying, you know, she's not taking a stand and supporting Israel, but she is still playing there, which is a huge deal, and lots of Israelis are going to flock to the Meteor Festival to see her. Sadly, I won't be one of them. But, yeah, if you're going, please have fun. Send us some pictures or videos. And that is the Star Report for today.
Well, there we go. Thank you so much, Sasha Star. And I have one word for you. Hashtag BDS fail. Anyway, so yeah, because that's how these things go. Thank you very much.